With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The Senate border bill was unveiled Sunday night to almost immediate condemnation from conservative Republicans. Correspondent Bob Agnew reports.
Tennessee's Marsha Blackburn was quick to say in a statement, "I will not support this bill." Senator Josh Hawley writes on social media, "This is an open borders bill if I've ever seen one. The Democrats are celebrating already." Prospects look even worse for the bill in the House, where Speaker Mike Johnson says the package is even worse than he expected and that, quote, "If this bill reaches the House, it will be dead on arrival." Bob Agnew reporting.
The Biden campaign reportedly is bracing for the special counsel's report into the president's handling of classified documents. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
News media outlets, including Axios, say the independent counsel's final report could be released as soon as this week. Robert Hur has been investigating the improper storage of classified documents at Joe Biden's Delaware home and a think tank office in Washington. Axios reports that even if there are no criminal charges, Biden aides expect the report's details to be politically damaging. Details could include photos of how and where the sensitive materials were stored. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Buckingham Palace says King Charles III has been diagnosed with cancer and has begun treatment. The palace said Monday the cancer is not related to the king's recent treatment for a benign prostate condition. It did not say what form of cancer the 75-year-old monarch has. It says Charles remains wholly positive about his treatment and looks forward to returning to full public duty as soon as possible. The palace said a separate issue of concern was noted during Charles's treatment for an enlarged prostate last month. He's being treated as an outpatient. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 274 points. The Nasdaq dropped 31. This is SRN News. Americans rate the country's institutions.
A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 59% of the general public has a positive view of churches and religious organizations versus 39% who see them in a negative light. That puts faith institutions in third place overall. Americans feel the most positive about small business, followed by the military. Amongst the institutions with the highest negative views, the banks, corporations, and universities. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Christian coffee shop in Denver is under siege. For nearly 8 months, LGBT protesters have gathered outside the Drip Cafe to decry the business's biblical stand on human sexuality. Owner Jamie Sanchez says the demonstrations are hurting the bottom line. There's also been vandalism. He opened the cafe last summer in an effort to raise money for the nonprofit Recycle God's Love Ministry, which supports Denver's homeless people. This is SRN News. A retired New York City firefighter who stood at Ground Zero with then-President George W. Bush when he gave his famous 9/11 bullhorn speech has died. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Bob Beckwith's wife says the retired firefighter died Sunday night in hospice after dealing with cancer in recent years. He was 91. Beckwith was at Ground Zero when President George W. Bush came by. The pair stood on top of a smashed fire truck. Bush with one arm around Beckwith, the other hand on a bullhorn as he addressed first responders digging through the World Trade Center rubble. In a statement, Bush said, "I was proud to have Bob by my side at Ground Zero. Beckwith's courage represented the defiant, resilient spirit of New Yorkers and Americans." Julie Walker, New York.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.